The Emmy Award-winning reality TV show RuPaul's Drag Race started its 11th season last night with an installment featuring a contestant from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. As WHYY's Hemena Kondi reports, fans who follow the South Jersey drag scene turn out in big numbers at a local bar to cheer her on.
Everyone that's raising their hand, if you are excited to see Ariel Versace on season 11 of RuPaul's Drag Race, make some noise!
Almost 200 people gathered in a Cherry Hill bar and grill to watch South Jersey performer Ariel Versace make her debut on RuPaul's Drag Race. For the uninitiated, Michael Oxley from Atlantic City explains what to expect.
RuPaul's Drag Race is simply just a crazy competition where entertainers from all walks of life, from all parts around the country and the globe, really, compete for a chance to be America's next drag superstar.
The winner also gets $100,000. The roaring crowd drowns out Versace introducing herself in the episode, and the fans go wild every time she appears on the venue's TVs. Andy Bobrick says that's because it's been a while since a queen from New Jersey competed.
There have been Jersey queens, but they're more North Jersey, like New York-based. This is like the first real South Jersey queen that's representing us.
That's a big deal to people like Oxley, who got to the venue an hour before showtime to secure a good seat. He's really into the local drag scene and has been following Versace's work for a long time.
And we're just rooting for our hometown hero, and hopefully she slays the competition.
Versace calls herself a life-size Bratz doll. On this night, she sports a blonde, voluminous high ponytail, wearing a multicolored dress with glow-in-the-dark neon highlights on her upper bodice. From the minute she steps into the viewing party, she's talking to fans and providing colorful, nonstop commentary.
Yes! I'm reading the cast, Mary. It's like we're on Broadway. This is the Playbill, but I'm loud, obnoxious.
Oh my god!
During a break, Versace says she's representing the New Jersey drag scene on the show, not just herself.
And I'm super proud of everyone that does the show that I have here and me being able to represent our state for the first time since a while. You know, Carmen Carrera was a New Jersey girl seasons ago, and me being able to come back and kind of represent New Jersey is literally, it's just amazing, you know what I mean?
To peers like Asia Monroe, a Philadelphia queen, Versace's bringing a deeply personal art form to a much larger stage.
Drag means just being yourself and expressing your art, whether it's, you know, looking pretty or dancing, comedy, singing, whatever it is. Drag is what you want it to be, and it's whatever you want to, you know, let the world know about you and, you know, your art.
And to fans, drag is how performers let their personality shine.
Pure self-expression. I love it. It's, you make your body the canvas.
To me, it's freedom. It's just, you know, you are who you are. You love it. You embrace it. You have a good time with it. You don't care what anyone else thinks.
Those were Vincent McGovern and Joyette Alston from Mount Laurel. They and other fans will have at least another week to see Versace serve looks on the show. She made it through this week's challenge crafting a poison ivy-themed leotard. Hemena Kondi, WHYY News.